Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's that time of the week. Let's find three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Small businesses come and go all the time. So when you have one that started during the Great Depression and it's still alive and well, that's a remarkable feat. Ted Drew's opened its first location on Grand in 1931, the second one on Chippewa in 1941. The St. Louis frozen custard stand has survived through wars, recessions, cars driving into their freezers. It's been passed down from Ted Sr. to Ted Jr., now to Travis Dillon. The young employees there now ladling out the fudge, blending the concrete, and chipping the dry ice for take-home orders. Their great-grandparents could have worked back here. I asked Travis the secret to the longevity.
I guess the stamina and some luck, but using really good ingredients was always what Ted Sr. and Ted Jr. wanted to do.
I'll add great customer service to that. That's why there are throngs of people here in the summer. And let's not forget about the Christmas trees. We'll be spending more time at Ted Drew's this morning as I'm roaming St. Louis. In 1971, Melissa Highsmith was kidnapped in Fort Worth, Texas. She wasn't even 2 years old. Her family has been searching for her these past five decades. And a few days ago, they found her. A link was made between Melissa's children and her biological parents on 23andMe. Turns out she never left Fort Worth and was given the name Melanie by the woman who took her. Melanie's younger brother was overwhelmed that she'd been living 15 minutes away from him, and he had no idea.
Our family in the last 3 or 4 days have just been so excited and filled with joy and tears and laughter. And for the first time in 51 years, our family is whole and complete.
Besides the family never giving up and the wonder of DNA, credit also goes to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Melanie plans to change her name back to Melissa. A couple of weeks ago, I said the World Cup was the best sporting event on the planet. So far, it's lived up to every bit of that claim. This past week was filled with moments of the highest drama combined with gut-wrenching twists and turns. With two matches going at once, it came down to the final seconds to decide who would advance and who would go home. Long shot Japan looked done and gone. Then in an instant, a controversial goal sent them through, and soccer power Germany was the one going home.
This is better from Japan! And they're back in it!
The close-ups of fans in the stadium tell the story. Tears of joy, tears of defeat, agonizing winces, unfettered glee. It means so much to the people of every country at the World Cup, the favorites, and especially the unlikely. Who had Australia, South Korea, Morocco, and Switzerland all making the round of 16? What makes soccer the beautiful game, obviously, isn't all the scoring. It's the tension, it's the pressure, it's the buildup, leading to absolute elation over those rare goals, or soul-crushing heartache. You never know which one is coming. And we didn't either when I was in the crowd at City Park this week for the game against Iran. There was plenty to cheer about, but in soccer, there's a lot of this. And this. And this.
That's it, that's it.
But then it's worth all the anxiety when this happens. Well, the cheering has faded for the USA in this World Cup, but they put their bodies on the line for their country. They went for it in attack against the Netherlands, and they're a young side with lots of promise. Oh, by the way, we'll be the home team in the next World Cup, and that's always a good thing. The boys will be back, and don't forget, the Women's World Cup is next year, Australia and New Zealand in July.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.